I mean, I remember when we were doing our preview podcast, you highlighted the fact that the bowling was perhaps going to be their weak point. Do you think that's what really transpired? That's why they didn't go through?
Yes, bowling was their weak link. I think you have to consider the fact that they always had to play with an extra batsman. Probably they didn't play against just England and Australia, and England was a bit of a mirage because of England's spin problems. I think it really highlighted Harbhajan and Piyush Chawla's performances a lot more than it should have, because yes, as good as Harbhajan Singh bowled, I didn't think that Piyush Chawla merited another go against Australia. Probably Lakshmipathy Balaji should have been playing that game, or I didn't expect three spinners against Australia, given the fact that we also had Jasprit Singh in the side, and Ashwin and Bhaji could have done the job against Australia. And you know, considering that rain did come in, and MS Dhoni said that he didn't factor in rain and the conditions. I mean, it's been that sort of a weather in Colombo always, that rain was always a possibility. Even last night, after the game got over, India South Africa got over, there was a little bit of rain, not too hard and not too long again. But again, I think MS Dhoni made a little bit of mistake in his calculations there. Probably should have played El Balaji. Would that have strengthened his chances against Australia? It's just a bit of a conjecture. I thought their bowling was weak, and this expecting this bowling attack to go to the semi-finals and probably the finals and probably win the tournament was a bit too much. Having said that, winning four out of matches was a good performance from their standards, given that in the last two T20 World Cups, they have never even won a Super 8 game. The batting also, I think, needs to be a little touched upon, because at the top, Virendra Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir do not really inspire any confidence. And of course, there's always a question mark over Rohit Sharma. Probably a little bit over MS Dhoni as well, because his strike rate and his T20 internationals record doesn't really inspire too much confidence. So probably India will need to take a look again. Duncan Fletch runs out of his contract at the end of this T20 World Cup, and there has been no news of renewal. So probably a little bit of change for India going into this long winter at home.